welcome to the Francis J. Sheldon Gymnasium, home to your Tulalip Heritage Hawks. Tonight we host the Grace Academy Eagles. Hello, my name is Robert Watson. I'll be your host tonight. The Heritage Hawks come into the game 11-1 on the season. We are hosting the 5-8 Eagles, who are coming off a loss to Lummi Nation, which coincidentally is the only other loss that we've had by 3 points this season. We did rebound against the Lopez Lobos, though, in which, as you can see, Peyton Comino scored 18 points. In our 79-41 victory, we had four different players who scored in double digits. 15 by Eric Miranda, Bradley Freiberg also picked up a dozen, and Brandon Jones.
The Hawks are hosting the Eagles of Grace Academy High School. And now for the starting lineup in alternating order, first starting with the Eagles. Number 5, James Enix. And for your home team, number 20, Peyton Comino. And for the Eagles, number 15, Matthew Tuttle. And for the Heritage Hawks, Robert Miles Jr. And for the Eagles, number 20, Isaiah Van Dam. And for the Heritage Hawks, number 23, Sean Sanchez. And for the Eagles, number 25, Joshua Lee. And for the Heritage Hawks, number 24, Keanu Hamilton. And for the Eagles, number 25, Joshua Lee. Excuse me, Christopher Eldred. Last but not least, for the Tulalip Heritage Hawks, number 32, Bradley Freiberg. Head coaches for the Grace Academy Eagles, Scott Carlin and Jim Lee. And head coaches for the home team of the Heritage Hawks, Marlon Freiberg Jr., Bubba Freiberg, Mark Robinson. Will you please stand and join me in a Pledge of Allegiance and a national anthem?
For the Pledge of Allegiance now?
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave.
Carissa Goban with a beautiful rendition of the Star Spangled Banner there, and we're set to get started here. As I said, we came off a victory over Lopez Island Lobos. 79-41 was the final score. We're 11-1 on the season, and we did have a heartbreaking loss by 3 points to Lummi Nation. Looking to get things back on track here. Our next game will be Tuesday, January 21st at 7 p.m., right after the girls' game, which will be take place at 5. You can join us at TulalipTV.com, stream live from your phones, computers, wherever, or go on to TulalipTV.com. And if you miss the game, you can go and catch the replays. We're about to get tip-off here. Dill Sanchi and Isaiah Van Dam to tip off. Excuse me, Sean Sanchi. Got it mixed up with our normal announcer, Yogi, here. We're waiting for the refs here. Maybe digging around looking for a whistle or something. Or pumping the ball up. Yeah, looks like he thought there was a little too much air in there, letting some out. And he's going through his coat. Looks like he had some chapstick there for a second. I was hoping that's not what we weren't waiting for. Thank goodness it wasn't. We have Bradley Freiberg in the game, Robert Miles, Peyton Comino, Keanu Hamilton. Freiberg has the ball. Gives it to Keanu down low. 2 points. And just like the last couple games we've commentated here at home, Keanu Hamilton is usually the one that gets started right away for us. Nice defense down low there. Sanchi comes up with the ball. Looks like we're pushing the pace early here. Comino right down the lane. Puts it in. Ooh. Looks like we have a charge on the offense here. Hey, Peyton Comino. Looks like Keanu Hamilton's getting up a little hobbled. May have gotten a little hurt there. Ooh. Tough collision down there, as you can see on the replay. James Enix bringing the ball down court. Bradley on the defense. Pokes the ball away. Able to recover here by Enix. It's one thing our team prides ourselves on. We have tenacious defense. Enix looking for somebody. Bradley Freiberg with some great defense. And Bradley brings the ball down court. Keanu Hamilton, getting called with the travel. It's like off the pass, lost a little grip on the ball, taking too many steps along the way. Overall, this Eagles team is pretty tall. There is 5 different players over 6 feet tall. A few of them at 6'3". Number 20 down low, he's fouled. Keanu's a little surprised at the foul. Number 20, Isaiah Van Dam. We'll be shooting 2 free throws here. He's a 6'3" junior. And he makes the first. And he makes both. We have a tied ball game. 6:41 left in the first quarter. Peyton for the three-pointer. Rims off. Keanu's there with the rebound. Think Keanu will still get a lot of rebounds even after over guys that are taller than him with his athleticism. Peyton with another three-pointer. Misses again. Sanchi trying to get the rebound, but these tall guys on the other team, that's number 20 Isaiah Van Dam coming down with it. Joshua Lee bringing the ball up court here. Nice defense by Robert Miles, and he's going after the ball. Almost gets it, almost steals it. Can't quite. Number 5 going for the three, or excuse me, number 15 Matthew Tuttle hits a three-pointer. Bradley inside and one, it appears. Good job there of he basically just was stepping in and, as you can see, just totally protecting the ball, waiting until he's contacted, and then puts the ball up. Very intelligent move there. And Bradley sinks the free throw. Hawks all over on the defense here. And make sure you don't give it up. No fast break, though. Number 25 down low. Misses. Bradley has it. Kicks it to Komeno. Komeno stops and pops. Oh! In and out. We have a push on Sean Sanchi here. Again, Sean doesn't think that should have been a foul. Little smile on his face there. Looks like we got lucky on that one there. Heritage Hawks ball. Eagles just ended up tossing it out of bounds, but they had the numbers down low. If it would have been crisp passes, it could have been an easy 2 points for them. We got to play it safe with this either full court press or double teams that were pushing on him here. Keanu's posting up down low here, waiting for the ball. Instead, we get Miles down in the lane driving. Eagles ball here. Oh, number 20 loses control. He's trying to recover there. Ball to Komeno, top of the key here. Sanchi for the three. Nice rebound by Keanu. Oh, loses it though. Number 20's got it. Timeout by the Eagles here. Heritage Hawks, 5-4. Here's the roster for the Heritage Hawks. Coach is Marlon Freiberg, assistant coach Bubba Freiberg and Mark Robinson, and scorekeeper Annie Enoch. Katia Brown on the stats. Managers Freddie Brown III, Samuel Freiberg, and Logan Freiberg. And as we mentioned last game, Principal Shelley Lacey in attendance and Athletic Director Greg Erickson. See some of the fans out there enjoying the game. Stuck around from the girls' game that a couple of you may have caught earlier. The nice victory the girls had prior to this game. Nice defense by Bradley Freiberg, and he gets two down low. With teams like this that are so tall, you don't really want them to get down low or to get these rebounds and easy lands and stuff. So this full court press and really pressuring them right when they inbounds the pass is really helpful. Bradley Freiberg has it down low to Keanu Hamilton. Oh, puts it in and blocking foul on number 35, Christopher Eldred. If you ever watch Keanu Hamilton play, you'll know that he normally always drains those, even with the contact. One got away from him there, but he has free throws regardless. 7-4 game. Makes his first. 32, Lynn Lee checking into the game for the Eagles. Christopher Eldred checking out. And he makes his two free throws. And they give up the lay-in down there. Bradley Freiberg brings it in with contact. Oh. Call an offensive foul on him here because he put his shoulder down. Didn't look like he was really looking for the contact. He was just going forward with his motion, but it's the way the officials call it. Nice defense here. They're just swarming on him. Coach has got to be happy about this. We're getting in these passing lanes. We're disrupting their passes. It's just if they make it down court, you got to be careful because they're set up right there for the lay-ins. Nice steal by Keanu Hamilton. Gives it inside to Bradley Freiberg, and he puts in 2 points. Freiberg. 11-6 for your Heritage Hawks. Number 32 stops and pops. And Lynn Lee rolls it in there. I don't think he wanted to drive that lane with those two fellows down below looking for the blocks. Kind of smart of him to just sit back and pop that shot there. Sanchi has it. Gives it to Keanu. Back over to Sanchi. To Robert Miles. Nice ball movement. Keanu gets the ball back. Just misses again. Ooh, Keanu Hamilton goes down. Looks like he might have been popped in the mouth or the face there. Eagles have it. Miss it easy lay-in. Get it back. That's Lynn Lee again. Misses. And Sanchi ends up with the ball. Keanu looks to be okay. He's rubbing his nose or face area. Looks like he may have took a serious shot, though. Nice spin move by Komino inside. Oh, ball doesn't drop, though. A little too much on it. 11-8 lead. Eagles player just goes down. Number 20 gets it, though. Bradley Freiberg pushing the pace up here. And he puts in 2 more. Lindley has it, looking for someone underneath, but our guys are just jumping up and just getting in these passing lanes big time. Eagles ball, Sanchi pops the ball out there. Eric Miranda checking in, Peyton Komino checking out of the game. 5-point lead. Keanu Hamilton looking for the steal there. Steal Eagles ball, though. Joshua Lee with the ball there. Sends it to Enix. Lynn Lee with the ball. Sanchi going for the big block and misses. But the shot misses also, so that's equally as important. Stop and pop 3-pointer for Keanu Hamilton. And we have this trap defense going on again. And it works. Eric Miranda with the ball here. Robert Miles for the easy lay-in. 18-8 ball game. This trapping defense is really helping. Heritage Hawk ball. Bradley Freiberg bringing the ball up court. Eric Miranda on the three, misses. Robert Miles with it. Misses. There's a bad scramble for the rebound down there. Oh, and they trap him right in the corner already. Number 15 puts the ball up. He misses. Number 25 down there with the rebound, Joshua Lee. And he's fouled by Eric Miranda. Good foul, though. Don't want to give away 2 easy points. Make them earn it at the line, as I like to tell you. We got 43 seconds left here in the first quarter. Joshua Lee is a 6'3" senior. Dante Jones checking into the game for Bradley. And he misses his second. Nice rebound by Keanu Hamilton. Sanchi just waking his way right down the lane. Oh, but they're waiting there for him. It's like the ball got tipped. Probably another foul on Miranda here. is Joshua Lee bringing the ball down court. Nice steal by Robert Miles. Gives it to Sanchi, back to Keanu Hamilton. It's another 2 points. Keanu going for another steal. Doesn't quite get it. Number 20 just puts it too deep. That was Isaiah Van Dam on the miss. Eric Miranda for the long three at the buzzer. Oh, just misses. 20-9 lead by the Heritage Hawks. They're spreading the ball around really well. A lot of people getting involved. Full court press, trapping these Eagle players into turnovers. Getting in the passing lanes has been helpful. See some replays here. Nice put in by Keanu Hamilton. Bradley Freiberg's been all over the place tonight, driving the lane for some good baskets. Unfortunately, got a call earlier for that, for putting his shoulder in, but it's working out for us. He's being aggressive, and it's paying off. He's got a great shot off the bank, even from a long distance. He doesn't need to be right under the basket to get a good bank off the lane there. Keanu Hamilton, great on rebounds, three-pointers especially. He is such a very athletic and just get up there and get the ball. See the fans and enjoying the game here. Ooh, looked almost like a travel there by Lee, but they let it go. Miranda on the defense here. Keanu all over number 20. Trying to come over and help double team with Sanchi there. Keanu with the rebound. Hamilton almost gets it stolen from him, but he's able to keep a hold on it. Oh, Sanchi sends it out to Miles. Thought it was going to go out of bounds, but it wasn't. Miranda cleaning it up. Oh, and just misses down low. James Enix, the junior, puts it up, misses. Robert Miles on the D. Dante has the ball, pushing the ball up court here. And Miranda is fouled. Foul on Lynn Lee. Dante with the three. Misses. Joshua Lee here. Tries to kick it to number 20. Does. There's contact between him and Sanchi, but it goes off his foot and out of bounds, and they're calling Heritage Hawk ball. 20-9 score. Offensive foul, Keanu Hamilton, it sounds like. Back in the defense. Oh, officially called a push, but I think he was backing down a little too aggressive for the official's liking. Dante Jones pressuring him on the defense down there. Nice defense when you anticipate these passes coming like Keanu did on that last one and got in between them. 2 points for Lynn Lee there. Dante in the lane. And they're saying count the basket. That's a hold on Joshua Lee. Bradley Freiberg back in the game for Sanchi. Number 35, Christopher Eldred, puts up a little floater, puts it in. 22-13 lead, Hawks. Bradley actually looking to drive and find someone open. Miranda's blocked by number 25, Heritage Hawk ball. It's one of those mini 6'3" players these Eagles team have. They have one guy at 6'4", three of them at 6'3", and another 6-footer. Dante Jones with the ball there, passes it to Bradley Freiberg. They have a put back by Keanu Hamilton there. It's funny, Dante goes to pass the ball and put his mouthpiece in his mouth. He chews on it so much he didn't realize it was upside down and had to go flip it around there. You could always tell it's one of his things on the court. He never really keeps his mouthpiece all the way in. It just kind of floats in and out of there, chews on it. And we got two free throws for James Enix here coming up. Nice rebound by Keanu. That was a one-and-one situation. Nice rebound by Miles. Kicks it out to Keanu. However, number five is there, and he's putting in the layup. And he misses it. Pushing foul, unfortunately, I think another one on Eric Miranda. We'll see here. Peyton Comino, I believe, checking into the game here. We have a 10-point game, 24-14, less than 5 minutes left in the half. Hawks have 9 fouls, so they're at the one-on-one situation, any sort of foul at all, and the other team is shooting free throws. Number 20 misses, but he cleans up his own, gets his own rebound there. Bradley Freiberg picks it up after the next miss, though. And Freiberg puts it to Sanchi down low for the easy two. Oh! Needs to be careful down there. Looks like after the play, a little push that put the Eagles player down. Hawks ball. Dante has it. He's driving down the lane, kicks it to Keanu, just misses, and Sanchi's there to clean it up. Oh, but he misses. These guys are just great rebounders. Keanu looks like a kickball. Hawk ball. Getting to be a pretty physical game down there in the key. Comino's got the ball. Just kind of kicking it around back and forth here, looking for an opening. Gets it to Keanu down low. Roll reverse lay-in, just misses. Sanchi going to snag the ball away. But the Eagles retain possession. Number 20 pops it to Lee inside. And number 25's there to clean up the miss, Joshua Lee. Go, pass, go, go, go. Sanchi cutting in the lane, gives it to Dante out for the three-pointer, and he misses. Nice defense by Keanu. Tries a pass inside to Sanchi. Number 25 tips it away. It's Joshua Lee on the defense. Still a 10-point lead for the Hawks. Hamilton right down inside, and he's fouled. And Keanu set to take his first free throw. As I said, Heritage Hawks are set to play Lummi on January 21st, and then it's an away game on Friday, January 24th against Lopez. Second free throw up, and he makes it. Hawks need to be careful with the amount of fouls. Need to play smart here. Lee seems to be their go-to guy here in the second quarter. Offense and defense, he's their best player tonight. Bradley just misses that shot. Number 20 comes down with it. And throws the ball into the stands. Sanchi set to pass the ball in. Keanu with a little turn move, a jump shot. Sanchi has it down low, puts a little too much on it, and it rims in and out. And we have a foul on Keanu Hamilton, I believe. So we're going to be shooting. I think we're going to be over the limit. He'll be in the bonus shooting two free throws. Double bonus, shooting two, makes the first. And he misses the second. Get their own rebound. Number five going to save it. We have a Heritage Hawk ball. Bradley Freiberg almost caught sleeping there with a man coming up on him. Ooh, looks like maybe a charge, and it is. He's not too happy about the call. Coach Marlin looking for an explanation there. I think the official told him he keeps dropping his shoulder. Apparently they think that that is warranting the charge in itself. Where I think coach's argument is that's just his path that he is running on, so whichever way he has contorts his body shouldn't matter. Timeout. Hawks, 27-19 lead, 2:17 left in the half. See the Hawks' schedule here. As you can see, we were on a 10-game winning streak until we unfortunately dropped one to Lummi Nation there by 3 points, a heartbreaker. We got things back on track against Lopez and looking to just keep our winning ways against Grace Academy. Catch us against Lummi Nation 4 days from now. Girls game, 5:00. Boys game, 7:00. Same time, same place. After a little pep talk there, we're set to get started again. Comanote looking to pass the ball in. Freiburg's going to bring it up court here. Eagles looking to put their own little pressure on here. Bradley putting some serious maneuvers on him, though. They're calling jump ball. Coaches are a little upset here, saying, where was the foul? The guy was all over his back, so it was just kind of surprising they'd call that a jump ball. As you can see there on the replay. Comanote to Bradley. Misses the three. Sanchez down there and gives it to Comanote. Had a lot of missed lay-ins today, just either putting a little too much on it down there, a little too much spin, or just not getting it deep enough on the glass for it to drop in. We have a foul, I believe, on Bradley Freiburg, not positive. Yes, it's on a hold on Bradley. And he makes the first. It's number 20, Isaiah Van Dam, shooting the free throws here. Looks like the officials are having a little discussion. And he's asking talk with the players here, the captains, I believe. Not sure. I believe they were maybe having an issue with, I think, the crowd, by the sounds of it. It sounds like he was talking to Coach Marlin about, you control the game, you control the crowd. I'm not exactly sure what that means or what they heard or what they thought they heard. Three-pointer by Comanote. Either way, 3 points there. Number 15 trying to answer with his own. Doesn't. Number 20 down low. Miles got a piece of it, just not enough to affect the shot enough. 7-point game here. Oh, Sanchi going to pass the ball, and thought he had a man over there. Ball goes out of bounds, Eagles ball. One minute left in the half, 7-point game. Brandon and Dante on the defense there. Number 20 was wide open for the shot. Misses. Miles has it. Kicks it to Dante, making his way up court to Comanote. Comanote stutter step, floater, and he drains it. It's like Enix here making some moves. Calling a hold on Dante. Makes his first free throw. James Enix is a 5'11" junior. And the second one is an air ball. This crowd is really letting them have it here tonight, too. I think we have a sixth man up in the crowd here. Oh, Brandon just loses control of the ball, kicks it over to Peyton. 15 seconds left in the half. Peyton stops and pops and scores. 2-1, and doesn't look like he's going to get a shot off. 10-point lead still, 34-24 at the half. Early on, the Hawks' D was where it was at. A lot of turnovers. We were just all over them. Offensive rebounds have been great, too. We haven't had all of our offensive rebounds thereafter like dropping for us, the points. However, we're getting enough of them that we're able to have this lead we have. And a couple of our players that handle the ball down court just seem like one step ahead of these Eagles players. They have just a first quick step, and it's just hard to handle. You go down, you go to double team, and they just kick it to the next person who's just as athletic going in for the easy lands. And that's the end of the first half. Join us here in the second half shortly. And we're about to start the second half here. We have a 10-point lead for your Heritage Hawks. 34-24. Led by a great full court defense. Some good passing down low. Finally started being able to hit some of those outside shots we were taking, which weren't dropping at first. 34-24, here we go. Enix has the ball. Gives it to Eldred. Enix for the three, misses. Miles ends up with the rebound, kicks it to Sanchez coming down court. Comino drops back for a long three, and that looked good from the get-go. I had a good vantage point of that. That did not like it was going to miss at all. 37-24. Enix looking for somebody. Not much movement by the Eagles here, or at least not a sense of urgency. Passing around the outside, looking for an inside man. Can't find nobody. They finally do. Number 20 turns around, stops, pops, and makes it in. About a 10-footer. That's Joshua Lee. Or excuse me, that's Isaiah Van Dam. Comino down low. And he misses. Keanu trying to get a rebound. Can't. Bradley Freiberg ends up with it. To Comino back down low, and he makes it. Comino's got two more. 39-26 lead. Tries the inside pass, and cutting off those passing lanes. Sanchez right there again. Bradley Freiberg down low. Puts it high off the glass and misses. Eagles with the rebound. Number 5 puts it up real quick, kind of off balance. Number 20 ends up with the ball again, and that's Isaiah Van Dam with another score. Connor Hamilton coming over for a screen, maybe a pick and roll or something. Coming up with a long three, he misses. He's challenging number 35 here on the D. 35, he puts it up. That was Eldred with the miss. And that's six straight points for the Eagles by Isaiah Van Dam. 39-30. Freiberg misses, gets his own rebound. And we have a jump ball. Hawks ball. Comino misses the shot. Keanu's right there for the steal. And he misses also, and he's there with another steal. Sanchez has it. There's some contact, no foul called, but he puts it off the glass regardless. 2 points for Sanchez.
and Hawk ball. This is Lynn Lee checking into the game for Christopher Eldred of the Eagles. Sanchi down low, kicks it out to Keanu Hamilton. Oh, and they're calling a travel. A little stutter step there is a little too much for them. Point lead for your Hawks. Nice steal by Sanchi, puts it over to Komono. Looks like he's fouled. Number 15, Matthew Tuttle. Keanu kicks it out to Robert Miles for a three-pointer. Misses. Number five gets the rebound. He's dribbling as he goes down. Gets the ball off. Nice defense by Bradley Freiberg. And we have Peyton Komono for the easy lay-in. Looks like number five is going for a no-look pass and ended up getting picked off there. He didn't even see Bradley Freiberg sitting there right up underneath the basket. You can see the handiwork here. Gives it to Peyton. After Peyton scores, Bradley Freiberg saying, let's go, trying to get his team pumped up. 43-30 lead, 4:12 left here. Bubba Freiberg, some words here. See tribe member over there. They're bored with a young child in there. Bringing the whole family out today. James Enix bringing the ball down. Bradley Freiberg on the defense. Nice D, getting in those passing lanes we were talking about. Robert Miles ends up with the ball, gives it to Bradley, to Sanchi. Oh, sometimes the lay-in right there is right in front of your face, so easy, just overthink it. I think he thought he was going to get some contact there and lost focus on his shot. Joshua Lee with the ball, gives it to Lindley. Bradley always trying to get in there, poke the ball out. He's successful quite a bit. Robert Miles with the foul there. Oh, number 20 goes to put up the three-footer and just comes up short. Robert Miles Jr. puts it in for 2 points. Lynn Lee with the ball. Bradley Freiberg going for the steal. And Robert Miles is there for the steal. Bradley to Komono. Komono with a fadeaway going out of bounds and misses. Ends up with the ball again. Sanchi tosses over to Bradley. Makes his way into the lane. A little tumbled. Careless pass by the Eagles. Sanchi has it. Decides to slow it down a little here. Still a 15-point lead. Komono with a floater. Nice. Nice defense by the Hawks there. Not giving up the easy shot. Nice ball movement. Komono inside to Keanu. It's like a little fire has been lit up under your Heritage Hawks here. 49-30 lead. 1:54 left in the quarter. Almost another steal there by Keanu. Oh, number 15 misses. Goes up for a rebound, hit in the back of the head by Peyton. a nice defense by Robert Miles. Just swats the ball back out. Inbound the pass, deep to Lynn Lee. Nice steal by Sanchi, and he puts it in for two. Misses the shot down low, and he gets it back again. That's number 20 putting it in. Isaiah Van Dam. Bradley Freiberg just drives right back down and puts two more in. Oh, Robert needs to be careful there. Oh, travel. Got Brandon Jones checking into the game for Keanu Hamilton, I believe. Eric Miranda in the game. Robert Miles, Miranda came in for. Nice ball movement. Right, Brandon Jones immediately hits Santi down low. Enix on the three-pointer, and he hits it. James Enix. Seconds left in the third quarter. Brandon tried to find Eric Miranda down low. Ball gets picked off. 25, little spin move down there. Puts it in. That's Joshua Lee again. Bradley Freiberg puts one up in the lane. Hawk ball. Eagles had the ball trying to push it down court real quick. Ball gets hit out of bounds. Peyton putting it up at the end of the third quarter. Oh, it literally went in and back out. 55-37 lead by the Heritage Hawks here. See some replays here. Peyton with the deep three-pointer. Bradley Freiberg finds Peyton there. Bradley's been all over the floor tonight. Sanchi, Robert Miles, and Keanu Hamilton have just been doing really well with rebounding, finding other players, getting second chance points. And it's just their athleticism, being able to get up there for blocks, everything of that nature is Keanu. And just our overall speed, as you can see, on offense and defense, whether it's off the dribble or able to, there's a Bradley a little fired up there, good to see. Yeah, for a little while, they seemed a little lethargic, and I think they just had a little pep talk during one of their timeouts and just said, let's do this, you know, we got the potential, don't let them in the game here. Head coach Scott Carlin of this Grace Academy Eagles. As I said earlier, got many players over 6 feet tall, 6'3", 6'4", on this Eagles team, and the way to alleviate that is don't let them get down low for those easy baskets and use that athleticism I was talking about. So it doesn't matter if they're 6'3". If you got the positioning down low and you got the hops, you're coming down with the rebound or at least affecting it. Number 32 puts the ball up, a little bank shot here, misses. Bradley Freiberg's got it, bringing it down, and it's like number 5. Foul number 5 here. Blocking foul. Oh, and he finds Eric Miranda down low. Miranda puts it in. A little too much spin on it there. Komono ends up with the ball. Another miss, and Eagles have the ball, bringing it down court. Isaiah Van Dam with the score. And I'm not sure how, but it's Eagles ball. I'm not sure what happened down there. I didn't quite catch it. It's been the way the ball was inbounded, was improper. That's Enix with the bank, and it's off. Hawk ball. Freiburg has the ball, kicks it to Comino. Comino, a little crossover on Lynn Lee. Misses. Eagles bringing the ball down court. Bradley Freiburg with a foul that he wasn't too pleased with. Officials talking this over. And they're calling a technical foul on Bradley Freiburg also. I'm not sure. I think he may have fouled out regardless. And Enix misses the free throw. Looks like they're getting corrected the amount of fouls that should be up on the scoreboard here. And we have Robert Miles Jr. and Keanu Hamilton checking into the game. We also have Brandon Jones in there, Sean Sanchi and Eric Miranda. 55-40 is your score with 6:53 left in the game. Four fouls on the Hawks. Oh, and we have a pushing foul on Brandon Jones. Enix bringing the ball down court. Another miss. They're trying some double team there in the corner. Eric Miranda trying to bring the ball down court. They're calling a foul. It's a pushing foul on Enix. Sanchi bringing the ball down court. He finds Brandon. Got some good movement on the offense here. Sanchi drives down the lane. I think he knew he was going to miss that one, so he jumped right away to get his rebound. It works out, and he puts it back in. Oh, Miranda takes a little tumble there. It's like their feet got tangled up. Missed shot by the Eagle here, and it's like we have a jump ball. Hawk ball. Sean Sanchi bringing it down. Miranda slows it down here. Sanchi drives the lane, and he is fouled. Close to making that an and one there. I see on the replay here. Here's the athleticism I was talking about. Even though they got taller guys, if you go down there, you got those hops. You're able to counter that. And he makes his first. And Sanchi makes a second. And they're calling time, checking Christopher Eldred and Lynn Lee checking out. Excuse me, Christopher Eldred. Isaiah Van Dam looking to pass the ball in here. 6 minutes left in the game, 19-point lead. Now we're bringing the full court press, just like we did to begin the game. It was worked out well for us. Huge block by Robert Miles Jr. This crowd's pumped up. They're playing with some intensity tonight. .25 puts in the bank. That's Joshua Lee on the three-pointer there. Miranda drives the lane. Oh, beautiful move by Miranda. Little fingertip roll. And Isaiah Van Dam with two more. He's had a high hand tonight. Brandon bringing the ball down court. Kicks it to Sanchi for the long three. Misses. Miles and Keanu Hamilton are down there. And he'll be shooting two shots. And that foul is on Joshua Lee. See the replay here. There's that athleticism I'm talking about going up for those rebounds over those big guys. And it rims out. We got Dante checking in for Brandon Jones. And Keanu with his second. He makes it. 45-62 game. Oh, nice defense and save, but he was just in hopes that one of his guys would come up with the ball. Hawks ball. Miranda has it, kicks it back to Sanchi. Just got some movement here, I think looking for cutting lanes. Timeout, Hawks. 62-45 lead with 4:42 left. We have full control of this game and giving up some jumpers here and there, but overall I think the philosophy of how the game's gone tonight will work in our favor, and that just has to do with cutting to the lane, being able to get the shots, finding the open man. We've been hitting some outside shots, which have worked for us. Eagles have gotten a couple shots inside that I think they maybe shouldn't have got, but that just goes hand in hand with our intensity on the defense. When you go to double team a lot, when you're you could over pursue, when you're going to over pursue the player with the ball. But that in the end, that works in our favor. We get a lot of block shots, a lot of steals that way, a lot of fast breaks. It's speed's the name of our game, so it works out for us. Set to inbound the pass here. Dante's got the ball. Sanchi finds Miranda. He puts up the three, and he drains it. 65-45. We've got a 20-point lead here. Oh, another block by Miles Jr. Three-pointer by Enix, and it misses. Miranda here going for the lay-in. Two more for Miranda. Keanu Hamilton with that rebound. Dante bringing it up court, slows it down a little. Sanchi and Dante is passing the ball around. His clock working its way down. Miles Jr. with a nice move inside, puts it off the glass. I like how we're being very selective with our shots here, and it's working out, eating up a lot of the clock and making the shots after the shot clock goes down a bit. There's Keanu Hamilton with those rebounds I was talking about. He's got hops. Miranda with another three-pointer, and he misses, but Keanu with another rebound. Dante with his own three, which misses. Enix with a shot. Not sure if that was a three-pointer. May have been. 47-69. Ooh, Sean's three just goes in and out. Number 25, a little no-look pass there to number 20. Isaiah Van Dam misses the shot, though. Sanchi trying to find Keanu Hamilton cutting to the basket. A little miscommunication. Nice defense by Dante. Tries to get a quick pass off to Miranda, but instead Miles ends up, ends up with the ball, but Sean Sanchi puts it in and one. He gets fouled. It's another foul on Joshua Lee. Seeing the replay there. Great follow through tonight. We've done very well with our and one shots. Oh, ball just rims in and out. A little over 2 minutes left in the game here. Eagles really starting to open up on their shots. Three-pointer there. Oh, Dante goes to pass the ball to Keanu Hamilton. Ends up flattening number 35 of the other team, Christopher Eldred. It's like they went down hard. He's putting an aggressive pass out there. And Miranda with another two. He's done rather well in this fourth quarter. ...73-50 ball game. Number 35 puts another three-pointer in there. Eldred has hit a couple of those in a row. But with a 22-point lead, might be a little too late here. Hawks looking to go 12-1 on the season. Looks like it's going to be Eagle ball. It's off the hands of Keanu Hamilton there. ...20-point lead. Coaches are yelling for them. They point and say, get on him. That's Christopher Eldred. They don't want him draining more threes, and there he is. And they couldn't quite get the ball to him. Oh, looked like a monster block by Robert Miles Jr. They call a foul on him, though. There's some serious authority there. Coaches are definitely happy with his effort, though, and they're letting him know it. Isaiah Van Dam makes his first of his two free throws. And he misses the second. Hamilton there with the rebound. Miles Jr. has it, slows it up a little here. And Eric Miranda down low again. I'm not sure how many points he has in the fourth here, but I believe he has at least 9 from what I've counted. Eagles put 2 in. Dante's making his way up court here. A little pass to Miranda. Sanchi finds Keanu Hamilton down low. .77-56 lead with 19 seconds left in the game. Eagles have it, and that's number 15 down low. Puts it in. Matthew Tuttle with 2 points there. Sanchi has it. Sends it out to Dante. And they just hold on to the ball, and that's game. 58-77. Heritage Hawks win. It's a great victory. They go to 12-1 on the season. As I said before, join us Tuesday, January 21st. First for the girls' game at 5 p.m., and then for the boys' game at 7 after that on TulalipTV.com. That'll be against Lummi Nation. So hopefully they can come in here. We'll avenge that loss, that 3-point loss that we had before. Players here giving congrats to each other. Thank you for joining us. I'm signing off. This is Robert Watson.